I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The black flag of jihad flying over the Syrian border town of Kobani is down, at least for now. Kurdish forces are grappling with the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria for control. Denny Spitters of Pioneer says the refugees are asking deep questions. Pioneer teams are providing the answers. At our website, you'll find links if you want to help. As for praying,
be praying for them, lifting them up, and asking God to empower them to be courageous. And to be courageous at a time of great difficulty for them, where the future looks extremely grim.
Next, there's controversy afoot. We asked President and CEO of the Mission Society, Max Wilkins, about it.
There are many who are even starting to say that the season for Western missionaries in the rest of the world has passed, and that it's the day of the indigenous missionaries. But I think that fails to take into consideration several different dynamics.
He explains those dynamics in a full report at our website. The global need for people to hear about Christ and his salvation remains the same. Pray for indigenous and Western missionaries sharing the gospel around the world. And Bibles for China is preparing for the next trip in November. A group of seven will be split into two teams that'll verify the delivery of over 16,000 Bibles to believers in rural China. Bibles for China says there's still a lot to be done, and the details, of course, have to be smoothed out. They're asking for a donation of $5 or more to provide Bibles for their 2015 spring distribution. If you want to help out more, well, you can pray for protection and wisdom for the groups this November. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new book, Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer, with your gift. It'll help you better understand Islam so that you can pray and be equipped to reach out to Muslims around you. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.